KK4FTU.
FTU, KK4RQO, did you make it over here?
Yes, you called us what I said.
The repeater over in Winder ID, and so that was zero except for that ID over in Winder.
You may consider putting some wider rims on the back of it so that it won't get stuck so easy, because dualies are known to get stuck. Yeah, they haul a little more on the road, but I know a couple people that have them on ranches and said thank God they got four-wheel drive, because getting them in wet grass and their rear wheels spin like crazy.
Roger. Yeah, I guess I could figure out a way to put them single fat tires like you do on some of these big trucks now, do something like that.
The only thing is, then you would have two different tire sizes on it, whereas if you had the dually, it would be the same as the front. You could rotate around somewhat tires, but you figure it out when you get a little closer. Just something to throw around in your mind, KK4FTU.
For sure. But yeah, if you get a wild hair, go on YouTube and type in either Mazda Bongo or Toyota Town 8 truck air. And yeah, you can see what I'm talking about. Them things are, when I saw it, actually, I looked at it before. I saw them on this, I didn't know about the Toyota, but I knew about the Bongo, the Mazda Bongo, because I think those things are big over in the Philippines. But I saw them on a YouTube channel I like to watch sometimes called Poor Sun Off-Road over in, I don't know where they're at in Canada, but somewhere over there. And they had one over there, and I was like, well, that's pretty cool. So, and then I got to thinking about it. I'm like, you know, if they can get one of those in a diesel, I'd probably be okay buying a used with a diesel in it. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's why I can just keep cans for the tractor and the truck and not have to worry about keeping a bunch of gas around.
That's why we're saying that. Plus, you get a lot more usage per gallon of fuel than you would with a gas one.
Oh, and I remember something else about these little trucks that's really cool is they got a toolbox on the side of them. Actually, that's another option I'm going to make sure that I get. They got a little toolbox on the side of them, so I can throw my chains and strap stuff in there, which would be nice. Because I have, at least with my other one, I had two options. Have a toolbox in the bed, or throw them in the floor on the passenger side. And the toolbox in the bed worked better, but it took up space that I could have been using to haul whatever. So yeah, I'm going to make sure it's got the little box on the side for all what I need. And then I'll keep a couple of different hitches. I got one that's got a 2-inch and 1/7/8 ball, and I'm going to keep the one that's got a just a hook on the end of it, so I can throw a strap or something around it to pull, either pull my mom out of the mud or, you know, pull stuff or whatever.
What the name of that Toyota was?
Ace, town like location, and ace like ace of spades.